Welcome back into the Paul W. Smith Show here on 760 WJR. Paul will return on Tuesday. Steve Courtney here with you. So happy to be here because I get a chance to talk to Mr. David Ricks. David is the chairman, president, and CEO of Eli Lilly and Company, and he will be at the Detroit Economic Club on June 7th. David, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you today?
Wonderful. You know, there was a point in time not that long ago, as an employee, we received pretty darn good health care for next to nothing cost. David, somewhere along the way, that has changed a great deal. Something that has not changed, Americans' wish for cheaper health care that expands and covers more. That is a fact that we live with, is it not?
I think that's right. I think we're living in an age where the possibilities for expanding quality of life and length of life have never been greater. Technology, including pharmaceutical technology, expanding that. And at the same time, we seem to be struggling more than ever to afford and cover these benefits. So I'm looking forward to my talk coming up to talk about some ideas on how to unleash the potential of technology in healthcare.
You know, we have heard, just take it a step further here, David. My doctor's office has gone all computer. And there was a thought 3, 4, 5 years ago that once all this medical data was put into computers and whatnot, that would bring down the cost of healthcare. Is that still the thought when we're talking about technology and healthcare?
Well, certainly digitization of our health records has to be a part of the forward solution. And unfortunately, I think, we have now physician offices that are capturing a lot of our medical data digitally, I'm not sure we've harnessed the power of that very effectively. There's all kinds of issues with systems not talking to each other. And ultimately, one of the things that will be most powerful is consumers really controlling and understanding health information much better. And I don't know about you, but for me, I don't know where my health records are. I don't have control of them.
Right.
And even worse, I don't know what someone's going to charge me for the thing they asked to do next. So putting the consumer at the center has to be part of the advance ahead and is what's happened in other sectors that have really reined in cost and advanced standards.
You know, you, sir, I don't mean to alarm you, David Ricks, but you are at the helm of one large corporation, Eli Lilly and Company, offices in 18 countries. Your products are sold in approximately 125 countries. And, you know, prescriptions, you know, have been up front and center in news headlines recently. The cost, how to make them cheaper. If something becomes popular, next thing you know, there's a spike. What do you see the future as far as prescription drugs going? And perhaps becoming more affordable down the road, David, is that still the hope here?
Absolutely. These comments about escalating costs and increasing possibilities are certainly true with pharmaceuticals as well. And in fact, we believe that one of the best ways to improve healthcare and drive down costs is use more pharmaceuticals. We have a lot of challenges, though, in the current system, which was really built for problems of 40 years ago. In harnessing that power. So we are for reducing out-of-pocket costs for pharmaceuticals. Unfortunately, today, most insurance schemes give the least amount of coverage to pharmaceuticals, which are perhaps the most effective way to treat disease and in many cases, the most preferred. People would rather stay at home versus go to a doctor's office or hospital and use medicines to treat their chronic condition. Industry plays a role in this as well, though. We need to adapt our practices so that our drugs are more available to patients. This is a big conversation going on now, and Lilly's at the center of it, and we want to be proactive in finding new solutions so people can have better care.
And David Ricks, as the president and CEO of Eli Lilly, you are the perfect person to discuss this with, perhaps, and that is the opioid issue in this great country of ours. And I know that your company and others, have taken steps to help curtail this. And the question that is being asked aloud in the United States, David, is exactly what can be done? Is there a quick resolution to this nationwide crisis?
Yes, thank you for the question. It's such an important and pressing issue, and we have to overcome this issue for human and healthcare cost reasons. I think there's three parts to any solution. The first is improving treatment. There are a lot of barriers to addiction and mental health treatment. A number of policymakers are working on this. I'm encouraged by those trends, but we need to free up funding as well as change some of the rules, particularly at the state and local level, in terms of how people who have an addiction are treated. But actually, the more important long-term problem is to stop exposing people to addictive prescription drugs. And there's been an enormous increase in the use of opioids over the last two decades in our country. Pain is a real problem, and there are very few solutions. So Lilly and our peers at Pharma, the industry association, have stood up behind the Centers for Disease Control limitation of 7 days of dispensed opioids for any pain condition. And we're for many of the other measures to rein in the volume. We're also working hard, and Lilly's really a leader here, in creating a next generation of non-addictive, non-opioid pain medications. Really, at the end of the day, that's what our industry can do best, is create unleash science to create new medicines that can arrest pain, but without the addictive properties. We're in late phase development with this, working with the FDA to bring new drugs to market in as soon as the next few years.
That's outstanding. I appreciate your candor to that question there, David. I know in some circles not an easy thing to discuss, but going to be part and parcel of your discussion at the Detroit Economic Club on June 7th. Sir, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That is David Ricks, Chairman, President, and CEO of Eli Lilly and Company. Again, he will be forthright. Just with our conversation with David, that's what you can expect at the Detroit Economic Club on June 7th. And you heard him right here on the Paul W. Smith Show on 760 WJR.